Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby.
We can play an Elvis song, right?
Oh, yeah.
The estate of Elvis, not litigious at
all. That's clean enough.
We can just play that for free.
He never did anything horrible, right? He doesn't have any bathroom tapes.
I mean, he never mud-sharked a woman like Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
I think he did other things. He was Elvis.
I know.
If you're Elvis Presley,
yeah.
You get bored with vaginal and oral at some point. You just had it all. And like hot Southern women.
Yeah, peanut butter banana sandwiches between the cheeks and...
You're not like, look, I get it. Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, all of them, they had women, but they were dirty hippie
broads.
Were dirty hippie broads.
You know it's getting weird.
It was getting weird, but it was also smelly and hairy. It reeked of patchouli.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, it's not like you go back to those days and we would have been cool with it. Like, yeah, there were orgies at Woodstock, but they were gross orgies. They were like real sex orgies. No one wants that.
No.
Elvis had like clean-cut Southern women who were like, you know, just sure they were closed-minded bigots.
Yeah.
I guess like they probably were like really pro segregation. But
you think he would just show him his karate moves just naked? He was like, "Does this get you turned on, baby?"
He didn't have to do anything. He was Elvis.
He didn't have to turn anybody on.
All he had to do is like walk out of the
but
John.
But I bet he did karate moves.
Wearing nothing but his like WWE belt. And they would have done whatever.
And a lobster bib.
No, they wore the bib.
I don't know why.
So they didn't muss up their outfit.
Why not?
All right, we'll bring it down. I listen, by the way. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. He is Pete Maybe. He shows website inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter, and you are what? At
Pete Maybe.
Yeah.
These are all pretty simple things.
They are. Simple things for simple people.
Simple joys.
Simple tastes for simple minds. Things like that. That was... Was it Elvis with Santa Claus is Coming to Town? I like
was
that.
It?
I bought that album last year, the very first Elvis Christmas album. It was like on iTunes.
You bought that last year?
I bought it last year and I tried to, like, I wanted to get in on the seasonal feel. Mm-hmm. Like, so I bought it a year ago, right around, you know, December 10th or some crap, and I played the hell out of the album. I just played it into the ground. And then I deleted it in January, and then I re-downloaded it this December.
Are you a seasonal guy?
I'm trying to be, because I have no soul.
So you watch all the Christmas movies and stuff like that?
No, I don't do any of that.
Okay, good.
This is the one thing I kind of indulge in. Like
a taste for them either.
I used to be a seasonal guy until I got busted shoplifting at Christmas, much like Bart Simpson. I was stealing magic cards with with Thrill Ho. No, actually...
Storm or Die.
I was stealing a bunch of magic cards and...
Really?
Yeah, and I couldn't make a break for it because I was there with my buddy whose mom was...
Were they rares or were they boosters and you were just...
They were packs of Fallen Empires, maybe the most worthless magic set ever created. So the joke was on
me. Come on, everybody knows that.
Yeah, and that incident translated to young metalhead John getting a haircut.
Really?
Yeah, much like a Nazi POW. How much trouble did you... off my locks.
So where was this and how much trouble did you get into?
It was at the old K&K Toys in Fair Oaks Mall. K&K I really don't think exists. I mean, KB Toys I'm pretty sure is pushing up daisies.
Yeah,
and
that
K&K
ringing a bell.
Toys
I don't
was
know.
The garbage of KB Toys.
Ooh,
so
leftover junk.
I really doubt it's drawing breath anymore.
Yeah, I doubt it.
In terms of trouble it got me in, decent amount. I managed to, even back then, silver tongue my way out of any real legal action. It was
nice.
Just on the books until I was 18 as a quote-unquote police consultation.
They were like, look at him, his father's probably a lawyer.
And then my dad walked in. I got a Jew joke. That took me way too long. God, that took an embarrassing amount of time. They might have thought that, and my swarthy, obviously blue-collar dad strutted in. They're like, we could have hit this little bastard with the book.
Yeah.
Oh, my good Lord. But, yeah, he was just very not happy. And I got my hair cut, kind of like G.I. Jane or Ripley in Alien 3, take your pick. And there went my Jason Newstead locks. for the rest of time. I really never had long hair again after that. So Christmas, from that point onward, was dead in my heart. But I've tried to make it a thing. And before we go down the Christmas path anymore,
okay,
this is a complete aside. And people are like, what? Anyone who's listening to the show is like, what? Non sequitur on the Papa's Basement show? That bastion, as the French would pronounce it, of organizational bastion skills and just a checklist, a bullet point list of a show. There's a great news story.
Oh, we hit them
all. A feel-gooder of LeBron James taking the time to greet a Celtics fan with special needs. I'm not sure if you've seen this video yet. I know you hate sports, much like the woman you are.
Yeah. I don't hate sports.
Shut up.
Okay.
Stop trying to butch
it
up.
Sucks.
Name three teams right now.
The Suns, right, and the
Springfield Isotopes.
The Bullets.
Shut up. Just shut up. So he goes over and greets this fan who's, you know, special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say anything else to shock jock it up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes over and he like strokes this kid's hair for like 2 minutes or 2 seconds.
Okay.
And then he just
that's an awful long time.
Yeah, for 2 minutes. That's
been
great.
Weird. You're like, who's special now?
Oh, yeah. So soft.
Crushed him.
About 2-3 seconds. So many rabbits. 2-3 seconds. And then he just jets right off. And everyone's like, this is the greatest gesture ever. And I'm not saying it's bad.
It's
nice.
It was
really nice. He sprinted over
totally
and touches
nice.
This kid.
Yeah.
But I wanted more. Like, I wanted him to hold him up like the Rafiki did with the Lion King. Like,
that'd
that
been awesome.
Would have been a moment.
I'm
He's
sure
LeBron.
The kid would have liked it too.
He's LeBron. This kid's just a little wisp of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been great. Sorry. Anytime you you have to do
you
that.
Mentioned
anytime
Rafiki.
The Lion King is mentioned by law. So we can go back to the Christmas talk, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So
now that you've gotten your interruption out.
I know. That was a fantastic non-sequitur.
Now that you commandeered the show. Okay.
Cool. Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, so you're an Elvis Presley fan? My girlfriend's an Elvis Presley fan.
If this is your
weird way
to tell me that you're in an open relationship and you want to swing that way, I'm sorry.
You guys want to be music
I am saving
buddies.
Myself for God. But no, I got into Elvis via really Rabé of the Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
That's something no one will understand unless they're in DC.
Nope.
You know, just our local funny guys back in the 90s and the early 2000s. But they were all obsessed with Elvis. And it was really ragging on Elvis and all the excesses. In fact, every Christmas, it's funny you mentioned that, they would tell the story of Hamburger James.
What is that?
It was a seasonal story.
I need to know.
Hamburger James was one of Elvis's assistants. And one day...
Oh, this is like a dude. I thought this was like a story of...
No. It was Hamburger James. They would always tell it in character. Mike would as Charlie Stewang Stablack, I believe, was the character's name, and he was special needs Don. And he would laugh like that, and that was his voice. And so Hamburger James one day breaks into Elvis's secret vault in his bedroom and steals, if I recall, like a wad of cash, nude Polaroids of Priscilla Presley and a bunch of pills.
Nice.
And he gets on a plane trying to flee, and Elvis busted out.
Karate chops the plane down?
Well, they realize what's going on, and Elvis and the rest of the Memphis Mafia sprint over to Memphis Airport.
Yeah.
And they get on the plane, and he goes, stop, I'm a federal agent. And he brandishes the DEA badge, and that actually gets him on the plane where he confronts Hamburger James and smacks him around and then starts crying when James starts crying.
What?
He's like, oh, man, why don't you just tell me you need money? And
that's good, by the way.
I got my moments. And at that point, they reconcile, and it's a Christmas miracle.
What the hell? This is a real story?
The story of Hamburger James. This is 100% real story.
Holy crap. I would watch that movie so much.
And I got the news back of Scylla, man.
You know, they just made like an Elvis Presley movie. It's going to come out on Netflix or something like that.
They've made lots of them. There's a new one.
There's a new one.
There's one with Kurt Russell.
Michael
as Elvis.
Shannon as Elvis Presley.
General
the weirdest,
Zod.
Weirdest effing Elvis Presley you've ever seen in your life.
I love Michael Shannon.
He's going to meet Nixon.
Oh,
because he really wants to meet
my
Nixon.
Because
he's like, people don't respect you, and I'm gonna make them respect you.
That was, really over the hill Elvis, fat, bloated, gut full of pills. and that great photo of him shaking Nixon's hand.
And it's a story about how they met.
I'm down with that.
It's all right, but I would really honestly get that Hamburger James story.
Just Google Hamburger James. It's a legit real
story.
That
sounds so much better.
That if you want to read the best, the most compelling book you will ever read, Elvis and the Memphis Mafia, something like 850 pages of the three guys. Some of the three guys closest to him during like all the good years. Oh my God. I read that like the Bible. Like I just take it off the shelf and I'm like page 426. And then I get to it and it's, you know, whatever the hell Elvis was doing that day.
It's probably awesome.
It beats the hell out of anything. There's like the innocent young Elvis when he's like just getting an amusement park for the weekend for his friends.
Yeah.
There's like drugged up later Elvis when he's throwing flash bulbs into his pool and then shooting them with a BB gun with his buddies to make him like pop off.
That sounds
everything
awesome.
In between. Yeah, but that was the big Don and Mike thing. The Hamburger James story. And you might get another like random Elvis story in the mix or two, but yeah. Really is Hamburger James. In addition to the Christmas stuff, we have, I think, did I say this yet? It's the last show before Star Wars.
I think you may have mentioned it like, right
Awakens.
At the opening.
We're recording this.
We could say that like 1,000 times. It's awesome.
Wednesday, and Star Wars kicks in Friday. So we're going to do a Star Wars segment. Just want to put that out there. We had our little...
Like people didn't see that coming.
Yeah, we have to.
Come on.
I mean, like, I'm not even that much into Star Wars, and we'll get to that. But, like, given my weight percentile, plus the beard and glasses, like, by law, I have to
mention
it on
air. You're related to J.J. Abrams.
No, stop making all the Jew jokes.
I'm not saying that. That's what you said by law.
No, I'm saying by law, beyond a certain weight, I have to talk Star Wars.
Oh.
Like, I can't just be like, no, I'm really into sports and
a certain weight.
Well. Yeah, they would know the jig is up. It's not going to fly. At a certain LB percentile, I'm on the thin side of the bell curve, but on the fat side. You know what I'm saying? It's like thin, thin, thin. And then the mass of America, and then I'm on the other edge, the fat edge.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We're all going to get there someday. I'm the new normal, baby.
I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm the new normal.
Yeah, so that's we're fun. Going to do that. But back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Back to Christmas. It's again, it's just going to be Christmas. It's going to be the Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about that gross Showtime show. But right now it's the Christmas segment. And you know the best part
of
Christmas?
Gifts.
Gifts coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
And the best kind of gift is the gift that I don't have to buy anything back. I don't have to give them crap.
This is what they're getting.
And
this is the show.
This is the exactly the
they
gift
understand how it
of
works.
The show. That's what I'm tiptoeing around. The best gifts I get every year are when listeners send
like
gifts,
you guys,
especially at Sarcasmic 92.
Yes,
she.
Everybody should follow her.
She dropped at Sarcasmic 92. Oh, her main picture is just like her tees. It's great.
I mean,
that says why do you think I got in touch with the lady? She sent three packages for the show for you, for me, and for Butters. And Butters isn't here today, so we'll be opening.
We're gonna open hers, I guess. Yeah,
because that's the law of the jungle, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And then we get
you're gonna die.
Spread it equally among each other.
So yeah, and I was hitting up Sarcasmic. I'm like, hey, that is awesome. You sent us this crap. What do I have to get you in return? Because that's how I'm like, it's gifts politics. I'm just like,
all right,
what do I have to send you?
Yeah,
so that I'm not the prong in this situation. Yeah. Like, and that's part of Christmas I don't
that's
like.
That's why most
like
people.
You got a tit for tat it.
That's why most people are like, don't get me anything.
Well, my,
I don't want to get you something.
I kind of take it to an insane degree, but yeah, I'm my
that's
brother.
Literally what they're saying.
My brother
I don't
just does this
get
every year where he's like, I'm an adult. I buy whatever the hell I want. Don't buy me things. I won't buy you things.
Mm-hmm.
And so lately as a family, we've just kind of taken like going out to a big dinner where
that's
he and I just like throw some bills down. Yeah. We're like, mommy, you got a free dinner. Will, I paid for yours and you paid for mine and we're all done. But
awesome.
Sarcasmic at Sarcasmic 92 says, you give me the gift of the show. And as soon as I heard that, I thought to myself, she's right. Anyone that listens to this show, A, should send gifts, and B, should expect nothing in return because they've gotten the gift for
exactly
12 months a year, 365 days.
And we do this a lot, folks.
We do.
More than your average podcast, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we've been around forever. Like, we have gone to a point where it's like the average podcast either made it or they quit. And somehow we've done neither. But the thing is,
we found that Twilight Zone.
In these 7 years, you get a listener or two that wants to send you gifts. Brenda Bren,
which
by
is
the
awesome.
Way. Where are my C's candies?
Where is our candy?
Well, not ours.
I have a toothache.
Mine. It's kind of like a ritual every year where I just eat the candy on
when
air.
When am I
going to
eat John Watch candy until he's
exactly.
done and then I can have the rest?
You said eat John Watch candy, I think.
No, I don't think so.
You didn't? Okay.
John right. Candy.
Maybe I'm having a stroke.
I don't
Without think. Further ado, I want to open my gift on air. There's also
okay.
a card we could read, but I don't know if she's like included like
Yeah, if it's
a
like
hustler.
Super personal about
Oh,
like,
yeah, well that too. I was going to say like, yeah, an old beaver of the month.
Where you should go and when you should meet.
Polaroid, that would be bad. Much like the Scylla nudes. And I might just say
I told you, man, Polaroids, they just add a beaver.
There's cat wrapping paper. So she knows the score. She knows what's good.
Oh, yeah. This is perfect.
Open your gift too, man.
Same time?
Yeah, same time. All right. Well, yeah, same time.
Mine's fine. I think
okay, I'm opening it up. There's Tupperware. It's full of food. I like Tupperware, though. I'm getting
sorry if I sound a little hoarse, guys.
Oh, it's not full of food. It's full of shirts.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, look. There's it's Christmas shirts.
This is awesome.
A gift from Walmart.
You guys can see this on the Periscope. This is...
Did you get food? Oh, you got a sandwich.
I got a
beer.
Giant lolly. Sorry, it's a lollipop.
I know this is the most compelling radio you've ever heard. I'm going to see what the story
what is, this?
Is with the shirt.
You think I'm supposed to wear it?
Oh, look. It's got cat faces.
Oh, wait.
Like the three wolves.
That's
howling
awesome.
At the moon, but it's three
Damn
Santa
it, that's
cats.
That's awesome.
I love that.
All right. Hold on. I got that one. I'm going to open that later. I'm going to stick my tongue in it. You guys are so confused.
Yeah. He pointed at my buttocks as he said that. That's what made it even worse. And there's a gray shirt, but I'm guessing there's a design on the front of this, too. And it says Washington Redskins.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Oh, my.
Holy
Sarcasmic.
Crap.
You are the tease. You are the
Look
bee's tease.
I got a hangover beard.
A hangover beard because you can't grow facial hair like a real man?
It's true. Damn it. So that's probably exactly what it is.
So you can put it on and fit
in
with
two
all
and
the,
two together.
The Star Wars nerds.
I was so happy until then.
No. She got it for you because you're like a Native American / prepubescent boy.
Hold on. Let me take my... headset off, and then I'm going to wear it for the rest
That's
of the
not a
show.
Hangover. That's like a Duck Dynasty beard. Are you sure you don't want to put that on and then shoot up a Planned Parenthood?
No. I'm sure I don't want to do that.
I think if you wear that beard long enough,
Need
it'll
in the
seep into your head, and you'll do it.
No.
Sarcasmic, you are the best. I will
yeah,
look
this
at the
is
card
awesome.
Later.
And then I also got a movie.
What?
The Sure Thing, which I believe... Yes.
Is that like Blame It on Rio where Demi Moore shows her really, really ungroomed?
We had
you know
talked
what?
About that before. And okay. yeah, she was like, you should watch it.
The Sure Thing.
Yeah.
Who stars
John
in The
Cusack.
Sure Thing?
John Cusack.
And there's a woman in a bikini on
Daphne
the cover.
Daphne Zuniga.
That lady didn't go anywhere.
Well, she was in Spaceballs.
Daphne Zuniga?
Yeah, I don't think anything after that really
happened.
Who
was she? Was
she the... Oh, my. I just eating these hairs.
The Princess Leia.
Oh, that sounds.
Again,
I've
watch
done it
Blame
before.
Mario.
Yeah, this is a clean show.
But yeah, get us more gifts, everyone. Sarcasmic
yeah.
set
oh,
the bar
awesome.
Real high. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you'll fall short of this, but that doesn't mean don't try.
Thank you, Sarcasmic.
Try really hard, actually. Please try to beat that.
Yeah.
If
dare
you want to send us like I don't know, man, like a couple doubloons or something.
Dare you?
Like
a
go
treasure and, chest?
Yeah, go exactly. Like, you could...
Full of
actual money.
Vintage porn.
That'd be cool, too.
That'd be kind of cool.
And then we just have, like, a creepy show where you and
I
bust
don't even
out, like, a reel-to-reel.
Printed out from the internet.
One of these days, we're going to have to buy a reel-to-reel and just watch...
Do some 8mm?
My dad's old Swedish erotica films. Yeah.
Is that a true thing? Do you actually have that?
I have a metal container.
No way.
It's in the garage, and the garage always had this unique smell to it, so I associated that smell with, like, sex, because as a kid, I'd just sneak off and, like, look at these boxes, and, you know, 3 minutes
it's
later,
like paint thinner
leave the area.
Gives you a boner.
Yeah, exactly. It's like paint thinner and mothballs and just musty old 8mm film. but I have these reel to reels of the great John Holmes.
No and, shit.
Oh, please, please. Why did you have to vulgar it? We're just trying to talk innocently about John Holmes having sex on a Swedish erotica reel to reel, and you had to dirty it up like that. Nuts to you, sir.
Guy's a legend.
It was John Holmes, his black counterpart, John Keyes, and then there was Aunt Peg. And those were the three that I remember. And it was really confusing as a kid because, one, I thought someday mine would grow to be that big. But, two, they would call John Holmes by, like, three different names in one film.
Really?
Yeah. They
Did
would
he
be
play
like,
different characters?
It wasn't even the character name, though. They tried to lie like he was a different actor.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's John Holmes. For God's sake. No You're, one there's else is no that confusing. Large. Like, if... It was as stupid as, like, trying to put Yao Ming on three different rosters and being like, oh, this is Chop Suey. It's goddamn Yao Ming. How many Chinese dudes that are, like, 8'13" are there?
This is Short Round.
Yeah. They it's duped no one.
No one.
And that, yeah, it would be like, oh, this is Stephen Strong. I'd be like, he's got the same hair and mustache. He's not even a wig, for God's sake.
Nobody's packing that.
Ugh.
That's ridiculous.
So stupid. Like, even as a kid.
They thought we were stupid.
Even as a kid with a rager.
And the thing was, they really tried to make those into, like, cinematic features. Yeah. I mean, they at least tried to get, like, a story around them.
Shut
it
up,
wasn't.
Shut up. You watched Boogie Nights 2 times, and you're just quoting Boogie Nights.
Oh, please. No. Just watched a lot of Vintage.
It's a real film. It's a real film, Jack.
It's a real film. That's how you get them in there.
All right. You're
going to be a movie star.
You want to do Star Wars? You want to do Star Wars?
Yeah.
This is
Star Wars.
This is where if we had a board up, we would have the...
John Holmes got his start.
Star Wars music queued up. You want to... I don't know. You want to... You're just singing Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. That's not Star Wars.
I actually don't know that either. I would sing it. This voice right now.
I'm now singing all three John Williams songs sound alike.
It's just him humming.
There's da 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 da, and then you have da 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 da, same song. Mm-hmm. And then what's Star Wars? Hold on, this is the embarrassing.
Did he do Superman?
Yeah, he did Superman and Indiana Jones. Literally the same song. This is our Star Wars segment music. Really, really outside the box with our thought on this one, aren't we? Who would have guessed?
Who'd have thunk?
Every song is the same, and you all kiss my ass and act like I'm the new Mozart, but I'm not, because I make one song. It is just one song. Enjoy my wonton. All right, the hell with this.
Enjoy my wonton?
Now... Okay. That would be John Wilrums. Williams. Thank you. And the show won't be on next week or any other week after this. Pete?
Yeah, we only did 15 seconds, right?
Pete, no, I meant more for the racial joke. That thing that I did. Not so much the copyright law.
No.
And yes, we did it for 14.8 seconds, so lawyers don't bother timing it. I just told you how long we used it. Fair usage or something like that.
Yeah, fair usage laws.
Pete.
I should know that.
You were raised, correct me if I'm wrong, but with your parents.
Methodist.
They raised you in a strict, loveless household. I really...
Yeah.
I imagine you grew up in, like, a house not unlike Carrie.
One bowl of porridge a day.
It was like Carrie's mom, but also if the dad stuck around. And he was also on board with Carrie's mom's agenda, shall we say. And,
was her agenda? She just hated everybody, right?
Like, she was very religious. And then one time, like, you went to school and started menstruating. And she got on your case about that. Yeah. After all the girls threw the tampons at you. So, was Star Wars...
I never
even allowed in your household, or was it considered of like sorcery?
You're putting me out to be some sort of like weirdo.
Well, yeah, I kind of like I think you grew up in a place where if you called
my dad's
beat you because they're like it's Saint Nicholas.
It's not true.
Get it right.
I would play along with
secular
that.
Secular pig.
But no, actually, my dad's like a big nerd. He's a big Star Trek nerd. not a huge Star Wars fan, but he's a super nerd. So it was pretty big in the house. I mean, when episode one was coming out, before anybody knew how not so awesome it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like, "We have to go see that. I don't think you understand."
Was that the only time he showed you love?
That was one of the times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a list of all three?
Yeah, I mean, like when I would win a swim meet.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that was a pretty good one. If I got like first chair,
I picture him just screaming at you
playing trumpet.
Okay, so if you brought honor to the family name,
mm-hmm.
and what happened that if you failed him? Were you berated?
Nothing.
Were you forced to just stand until you like peed all over your little?
I just didn't exist.
Feet? Just didn't
that was
exist.
It. Just really. Didn't exist.
So like he would just pull off, and you just had to like.
I'd be like,
you
right,
had to walk home.
Peace.
Wow.
I didn't really care.
Because like you would,
it wasn't really
you
like
would
that,
chase after him, and he was like, "Losers don't ride in this car." And then he'd slam the door and
yeah.
jet. Okay, all right, it's all coming together now.
I think he did leave me somewhere. Come to think of it. Oh, now you're opening up some dark places. I think we've got somewhere.
No, there was that one time.
Did leave me at that Chinese restaurant.
You were at the soccer field, and it was raining.
I never played soccer.
And your friend Milhouse started writing on the wall. Was it Treb Puke Sib? Treb Puke Sib. And then his dad was like, "What did I tell you about writing on the walls?" But if you saw in the mirror, it said, "Pick up Pete Maybe." And then he eventually got you, but it was too late. And then you got that big brother who sounded a lot like Phil Hartman. Back to the story.
A lot like him. And they're making a biopic. It's going to be cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope it's just 97 minutes of Caveman Lawyer. There, I said it. My heart's
my
deepest
favorite.
Desires are out on the table. Okay, so your dad pretended to love you for Star Wars.
Yeah, most of the time.
And
it was
did you like grow up watching the VHS films with him or
actually I went over to a friend's house. This friend had all the films. His mother used to go to all the video rental places and she mm-hmm. would do the old VCR to VCR trick.
Oh,
and
okay.
she would record nonstop, and I mean to the point where her entire living room was wall to wall.
Yeah,
with.
And they watched four of those tapes.
But here was the deal. Then she started renting them out to the neighborhood.
That is the most ghetto thing
yeah.
I've ever
and
heard.
And so that's where I saw a lot of those. Like, that's where I saw the first, like, Ewoks. Like
first Ewoks what? Like you saw literal
Ewoks
in the house? Okay.
It was like the Ewoks special, and then there was, like, the cartoon Ewoks and stuff like that.
I remember there was,
they
like,
got, like,
an
really,
Ewok
like,
movie,
kind
right?
of different stuff. Yeah, there's the Ewok movie.
Okay, do you remember anything from it? Because I have one depressing memory of that entire film. The kid had, like, a wristband, like Predator did at the end, where he was initiating the self-destruct sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't the wristband show, like, when his family members died?
Oh, I don't remember.
And then
I don't remember at all.
He kind of looked at it, and he went, dead.
Too much between.
All dead. Not that part. I made that up. But I thought
like,
he looked at the wristband
like
and was like,
happened.
All of my family's dusted by the Empire.
I totally believe you.
And then he just went and partied with Ewoks for 90 minutes. I know so little about that film, it could have been a girl. Was it a girl?
I have no clue. But I went...
You're not really working as my counterpoint on not being
that?
A Star Wars
yes,
fan.
Yes, John, and it was... No, I mean...
Just lie.
Yeah, I'm
just
a
lie.
Star Wars fan, just like everybody else. I'm not an Uber fan.
Okay. See, I wanted you... Now, if
I'm
you
more
wanted,
of a comic book guy.
You should just walk in here and be like, I know it inside and out. Do you want to know something?
Blonde kids.
Watch me go. Watch me go here. Uh-huh. Ask me about the girl. She was a girl? She was a girl that went with the Ewoks, and you want to have your mind blown out of your ass?
Yeah, what was it?
It was a young Jennifer Lawrence.
No,
that was
wasn't.
Her first role.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right.
Kentucky Aziz. Belle.
Mm-hmm.
What a okay. sweet angel.
Because I wanted to go out there, and I wanted to be the Maverick where I'm
saying...
I wasn't
going to lie to you. There are people that would kill over Star Wars. They might listen to the show.
Well, I was going to do a big riff on that. Like,
they're insane.
Well,
some of them. We love you guys.
I have a bet. Mm-hmm. Remember a couple weeks ago where you took $10 from me by gambling?
One.
Took, stole.
My father was proud.
Wasn't able to feed my cats that week.
Mm-hmm.
By me betting that there would be some violence on Black Friday. Someone would die. And I lost the bet.
Are we doing this?
Do you want a double or nothing?
I absolutely want a double or nothing.
No, you don't. Not before I say it.
What is it?
Do you want a double or nothing that there's going to be some sort of shooting at one of the Star Wars screens?
I mean, this is all I can think about. I thought we were going to make some public nerd fight. I would say nerd fight.
No, no. I'm saying it right now. In the next 2 weeks, given the trajectory of this country, in the next 2 weeks, there is going to be a theater shooting.
Better not be
at one of the Star Wars screenings. Is that all you can think about? Really?
No, I'm just saying.
Dude, Jesus.
Oh, come on. You're the one who brought it up.
Jesus. I brought it up because I'm sad for where the country's going.
And I am too.
All
I don't think it'll happen, John.
Is not mine.
I don't think it'll happen.
I hope it doesn't happen in any. That's what I hope for. Not
same,
in mine.
John. Same.
Not in mine. Talk about the dark side of the force.
Good Lord.
You are scum. Hive of scum and villainy. That's your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's your house. Scum and villainy reside there.
Is that why you don't come over?
At 123 Pete Maybe Avenue. Intersection of Selfish Lane. No, what I was trying to say, I guess you're somewhat into Star Wars. I really am not. I watched about three. I've seen each one two or three times.
Okay.
Which ain't nothing. Don't get me wrong.
It ain't nothing. You saw them.
Yeah, my mom.
People who haven't seen them.
My grandma. No, it was my mom. Someone bought me those tapes. This is how much gifts mean to me. Someone bought me those tapes a Christmas ago. When was the three-pack in those black boxes that every kid got that Christmas? Whenever that
when?
Came out. It was 96, 95 in that
96.
Race.
Came with the McDonald's cups.
See how you lied? Well, you lied convincingly. Mm-hmm. You just said 96. I'm like, yeah, it was 96.
Yeah. So McDonald's was running
that
campaign.
Maybe I did say yes. And then the girl walked away. What? Okay. I watched it. I got those VHSs. I did two, three viewings of each. I was never on fire for it. When I was a kid, I wasn't raised in the loveless, really strict religious household that you were, where it's just winners only mentality. And if not, you just starve.
That's basically it.
Is that why you're so petite and never grew facial hair?
Yeah.
You only ate if you
won. Malnourished.
So I had just the kind of driven parents and the immigrant parents, especially my dad was fresh off the boat and he looked like Castro.
He's gotta be a driving force, right? Had to live under that same tyranny.
He was just so tired from work that my mom was the motivated one that wanted me to do well in school. I think my dad was just motivated to smack me if I didn't do what my mom said I had. Yeah. So it was like, he would walk in after
mine was vice
12
versa.
Hours of work. And she had the gall to immediately just be like, John didn't do his math drills. And so it was like,
in math drills.
All right, I got to menace the boy for 5 minutes, and then I can go off to the bedroom and read for, an hour in peace before I fall asleep and work again for 12 or 13 mm-hmm. hours and then come home to just getting screamed at over BS. But
that sounds
he
familiar.
Didn't... Yeah, there wasn't a lot of time for Star Wars in this man's life. He didn't... it was weird. He came to the country, right when it must have been huge.
Yeah, when... I don't know the backstory.
He came
when was
in, 74? So, 3 years later, you got New Hope.
Probably not a bad time, yeah.
He just, he didn't care. He lived a real life.
He had a great time for movies.
He lived a real life. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, he would just tell me about, he was a sailor for 20 years. He would just tell me, what it was like to bang every nationality of chick.
Yeah.
And then, getting stabbed in an Egyptian knife fight and stuff like that. He'd just be like,
This is over in Greece.
He's in every port. So he'd tell me about, his old Israeli girlfriend. And, then he would be like, I've never been with a German woman that didn't like it rough in bed and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like my dad's awesome.
Yeah.
And my point was, he didn't care about dumb fairy tales on the movie screen. Maybe he watched it once. He's like, okay, that didn't suck. But it wasn't when it came out on VHS, especially the first pressing, it was a big to-do at all. Ooh. I had an aunt, one of those people that was just close to your family.
An aunt?
An aunt, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomato. There we go. That was the joke that wasn't even worth getting to that I was going
for. I don't
know
what that's from.
So I remember I had an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those people. Isn't this weird to you where they're just like kind of close friends of the family, but they're not blood aunts or uncles at all. But
oh.
They're just like close. And
yeah.
So it was one of
side
those
piece.
Deals. Yeah. Side piece. Aunt.
Yeah.
And Aunt Jenny. I had like two or three of those. No, it was Aunt Mary Jane. There we go. No one cares. And she came over and she was like, kids, I brought Empire Strikes Back. And like my brother and I just stare at her blankly. And she's like, do you not know about Star Wars? And I was like, kind of. Like I saw like 15 minutes yeah. of the original. I'm like eight. I'm like,
and you're like, sure.
Yeah. Like we don't really play that crap in this house, but sure.
Because honestly, at eight, without the influence of an adult, you're probably not going to get that excited about it.
No, I
you're not going to follow the storyline a whole lot.
I saw it. It didn't light me ablaze. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I remember some X-Wing stuff.
You're like, this is cool.
Yeah, it never resonated with me, though. I never wanted to watch it obsessively. I
Where's
watched
He-Man?
Cartoons like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like He-Man, Transformers, G.I. Joe, all the classics that were penned by Leonardo da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Along
Puppy
with
Pals.
That sketch of the guy with his arms out.
Yeah.
Didn't care for, like, movies, man. I don't know why. Just
I still prefer cartoons.
And she tried to hype me up for it, too. She was like, this thing has these giant AT walkers or AT-ATs, whatever they're called.
AT-AT.
And they're so big that the plane, the A-Wing, can fly between its legs. And even as a kid, I was like, it's all make-believe. Who gives a crap? They can make a plane.
You were like, of course he can. That's how he wrote it.
I was like, exactly. They could have made special effects where there was a plane big enough to fly right through the AT-AT. Who gives a crap? It's all BS. Why are you so fired up about it? And I remember she put it on, and we were just bored, pissless, before the end of the Battle of Hoth. And she was like almost mad at us as kids. She's like, you really don't care about this. And I was like, no, just put on the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Put on the Dennis the Menace cartoon and all
see,
these
that's
other things.
Well, even just Ghostbusters, that's something you could get behind.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of how outlandish it was. Like when you were a kid, when I was a kid, I could just tell. That was funny. I didn't know what was going on, but it was more exciting than, I don't know, watch Star Wars.
Well, I had Slimer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's really the big pull.
I was going to say that I would have like wanted as a kid to do the, who was their secretary? Looked like Tommy Pickles' mom, kind of.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
glasses. Yeah.
But as a kid, I wouldn't have gone that way. As an adult, you look at that broad and you're like, oh, she's
Annie Potts?
She's down for the AP, and I'm not talking about Associated Press.
Brenda Brent
First
says Annie
word
Potts.
Is ass. Annie Potts. I trust Brenda Brent.
I totally trust Brenda Brent.
She knows that junk. So Annie Potts, yeah.
She's on top of it.
As an adult, you look at Annie Potts for 2 seconds, you know that is a dirty woman.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. So,
but I still prefer cartoons.
Thanks for putting that back on.
Oh, yeah, I got my beard back on. Don't worry, everybody's safe.
That's because you're a stunted human being. But when you're a kid, it's totally cool to prefer them to Star Wars. I never dug Star Wars.
It makes for good boyfriend material.
When people got older and like the prequels came out and everyone's like, oh my God, it's a new national holiday. I was like, I'll check it like a week later.
Did you watch the prequels?
I saw them all in the theater, but like always like a week after.
I did as well.
The last thing I wanted on Earth is to sit there with some jagoff who's waving a lightsaber the whole time. And it's like the eighth time he's seen it.
Yeah, I don't.
2 days after it came out, and he's quoting the movie back. I don't need any of that.
To be honest, lately, I think maybe in the past couple of years, yeah, I don't really do Night of anymore. Because I'm just
Are you kidding me?
I really want to enjoy the movie, and I feel like somebody's going to F it up.
Dude.
With the little.
People are rude as hell nowadays with movies they don't care about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my. The amount of talking is going to be like a Friday the 13th movie playing in Compton. You will not be able to concentrate whatsoever. I love seeing you in this
girl,
beard.
Get out of there.
You look like Christian Bale in what movie was he like wearing a thick beard? I don't know. Maybe that Rescue Dawn or some crap. Something like that.
Yeah. Rescue Dawn, actually.
Look at me remembering stuff.
Red? No.
Directed by Werner Herzog. I think I got another point there.
Werner?
I think I got another point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't get the damn Star Wars thing. Like, I wasn't raised in it. They're good films. You know what else is
great?
Like, I get the Godfather thing. I love quoting the Godfather. I get the Goodfellas thing. Mm-hmm. I'll quote Goodfellas backwards and forwards. He's gone. And there's nothing we could do about it. I'll quote you Scarface. These are things I get. But to watch, like, the original, what, 4, 5, and 6?
Mm-hmm.
The Star Wars? Don't get it, man. I'm sorry. I'm not saying, like...
That's fine.
I'll watch them. I appreciate them. I don't get the guys that have watched it, like, 20 times. It's just... Grow up. Mm-hmm. Grow up. Touch a tit. They're awesome. They're so good.
Really
do
good.
That
Try
instead.
Tits. I mean, yeah, I
can't recommend them
I
highly
can't
enough.
Argue that at
I
all.
I mean, I'm kind of, like... The one thing I'll say about the new one coming out.
Yeah.
It has something like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like Schindler's List with lightsabers right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
That sounds
it is killing.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I'll get pumped for anything that has a 98. Toy Story 3 had a 98. And I was like, you know what? I'll watch the living hell out of Toy Story 3.
That's
so
funny.
At a 98, screw it. I'm all in. And I really wasn't expecting it to be that good, because J.J. Abrams broke my goddamn heart with his crap new
Whoa.
Star Trek films. Oh, did I wake up the big dog? Did I poke a stick inside of the hibernating bear?
Not
Is
quite.
This something you'll fight me over finally?
No.
Are we going to have some sort of conflict on this show?
Not quite.
Instead of you.
But no, I really did like the original, the first Star Trek movie that he did.
No,
I'm
they both
eating this beer.
Stank. They both stank, especially the second one. Why the hell was Khan even there, other than like a cool nod to the audience?
Yeah.
No, they both sucked. They both sucked. They were the antithesis of everything that Star Trek is. You know what Star
you know
Trek
what,
is? What?
I'm not a big Star Trek fan.
I got into
so
it
maybe
later
that's...
in life. I think I'm going to go down this avenue. I think Star Trek S's on Star Wars. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I had a dumb kid brain, and all I could understand was good versus bad, I liked my Star Wars, and Star Trek was a little wordy for me and a little complex. And now that I'm older, and
Switcheroo.
I have an old dumb little kid brain, big time on board with Star Trek instead. It's all about the nuances, the grays in life. There's a lot of getting
the plowing
some.
Of random aliens.
A lot of
aliens.
Getting some.
Yeah.
James Tiberius Kirk gets so much space pee. There's no sex. No sex.
You know what, though?
In Star Wars.
Brandon Bren says J.J. Abrams made her like Star Trek.
I mean, like, it got some people into it because it gave you this, like, softball version of Star Trek. But Star Trek, to me, is like fat James T. Kirk in his jumpsuit, and then skinny old DeForest Kelly and Leonard Nimoy in theirs, and they're just jawing back and forth to each other. And it's like, you've got the completely logical Spock on one shoulder of James T. Kirk, and you've got the completely passionate Bones on the other. And they're just
yeah.
as two devils rapping in his ear, and the whole show is like, which way does James T. Kirk go today? And usually, the way he goes is between some space chick's legs.
Lots of innuendos, yeah.
Yeah. But after that, he you know, does something. Oh, you're holding your thumb up. What? What? You're like a Roman emperor
that was
deciding
Brenda
that they're going to live.
Just,
oh, she gave him a thumbs up?
Yeah. But you can't see anything because I'm literally
like
hiding behind
way,
every mic in this room.
I like it way, way more than Star Wars. Star Wars is dumb old galactic good versus evil Flash Gordon BS. Star Trek got nuance, man.
Flash Gordon was fun, too.
Get out of here.
Star Trek, yeah, it's a little straightforward.
Star Trek has, like, flavor. I can get behind. And they weren't afraid to make a crap movie, too.
Yeah.
I also like that. Like, every Star Wars, holy God, dissected to death. Star Trek 6, no one even cared. They were just crapping them out at that point. They were happy to make, like, 20 mil in the theater and call it a day.
Yeah.
I respect that. I don't like any movie that's too revered. Okay,
like,
you took
we
off
don't have
the beard.
To make any new sets.
But yeah, man, Star Trek all the way. I'm watching that Star
same
Wars
ones from 40 years ago.
I'm catching it Sunday night on the IMAX in DC, but I'm only doing that preemptively. I am only doing it so that it's not going to be spoiled for me. Because I know there's spoiler-worthy junk in that new one. Like, they still haven't shown what the hell Luke Skywalker is in it. Or, I'm sorry, Mark Hamill.
Exactly.
He's mentioned it. He's, like, near the top of the list of actors or some junk.
Oh, is he of top billing?
He's way up there. It isn't, like, and Mark Hamill. It's, like, Mark Hamill, Han Solo, all them junks.
Big selling point. I mean, of course.
But they haven't shown him in the preview. That was almost Cosby-esque. But they haven't shown him in the preview. Now my son, Ennis, who is the light of my life.
This blue snot.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's not. All right, Abe Lincoln. So, you completely
this
derailed
is like
me.
Kindergarten.
Why
Abe
is that
Lincoln.
Beard still on? It's really distracting. But
funny.
I guess. It's a great radio
it's
gag.
It's physical comedy.
You have found just the best home for it. So
radio.
Where the hell is I even yabbling about?
Something about Mark Hamill having top billing.
Oh, yeah. So we don't know what the hell Luke is in it. Like, is he just in, like, a flashback scene where they show, like, Han Solo and Luke out bird-dogging some box?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Just in the Millennium Falcon cruising
Kirk.
For it. Yeah. We don't really know. Maybe he's, like, the evil guy of the whole damn thing.
Very well could be. That's what Brenda thinks.
All I know is that you got about 3 days before people think it's open season to spoil away.
Oh, yeah. By
so,
this weekend, you're done
Sunday
for.
Night. Yeah, Sunday Stay night, off, I'm chancing it.
If you never... Yeah, and you, that's really close. That's still cutting it close.
Yeah. Oh, Monday.
Saturday.
Monday at the water cooler, as they say. You're screwed.
I think Saturday night when people start drinking.
Oh, God,
it's over.
Right. Oh, just some...
It's over.
Just some fat AH you're partying with is like, hey, everybody.
They're probably drinking at the theater.
Luke bangs an Ewok.
This is probably my own experience. They're probably drinking at the theater, got hammered drunk by the end of the movie, and then just blurted out spoilers when they got home.
Oh, and they're just going to live tweet it. Maybe even worse.
In the theater.
So as much as I don't really give a damn... I got a friend coming into town who, like, lives for this crap. Like, he's one of those guys that is just so into it.
You told me.
So into it. And he's like, so what are our plans for the movie?
He's got a bunch of...
And I was like, I don't know, watch
really
it, like,
cool hobbies.
Monday at 1 p.m. so I can see it in peace? I don't know what to tell you.
That'd
be
awesome.
And he was like, we're watching it this weekend, so help me God. And so we went, you know, once he said that, I was like, he's right. Something's going to get spoiled. It's got a, what's his name? Adam Driver? The guy who plays Hannah Horvath's...
Yeah, Adam Driver, yeah. Adam Driver.
Boyfriend
I don't like him.
On girls. He has a scary
actor.
Rat man face.
He does. He looks very weird.
I don't dislike him as an actor. I only know him from Girls.
He's been in a couple other things.
I know he's like in This Is Where I Leave
think
You.
Of the name.
I'm trying to see like how huge he's going to get based on this. Do you think this is going to launch like a million careers? Do you think...
Who doesn't already have a career? Besides, I think
all the young
girl,
kids.
Right? Well, no. John Boyega... Well, I think John Boyega is...
I'm sorry, you mean Black Stormtrooper guy?
Yeah, Black...
Okay,
I think
you.
Black Stormtrooper.
Uh-huh.
If
sorry,
you've ever
dude.
Seen...
I don't
if you've
see
seen
color.
Attack,
just call him the Stormtrooper. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Uh-huh.
Set up. Have you seen Attack the Block? Because
what?
It's awesome.
Attack of the Block?
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block?
Yeah.
That sounds like really...
It's
is it about a riot? I'm not profiling, but is Attack the Block
no,
about a riot
it's not.
With looting?
It's about aliens.
Attack
attacking
the
block.
Block. Attack of the Block or Attack
nope,
the Block?
Attack the Block.
Okay, Attack the Block. I've not seen it. John Boyega is in this?
John Boyega.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
and
I
that's,
said?
I mean, that's exactly what you said. I'm trying to remember. What the hell? Oh, no, I thought it was directed by...
I do not know who this dude is. And then there's
anyways, I suggest that everybody sees it. It's a really good movie.
Oh, you just suggested right now. You have never mentioned this film whatsoever outside of this studio.
See it tonight.
Uh-huh.
So that you can get a taste of the actor. I think that he's good.
Sure, whatever. I don't care. I'll be seeing him Sunday night. There's the girl. I don't know who the little white broad is. There's who the hell else? And I guess Adam Driver. Those are like the three unknowns for the film.
And then, yeah, I guess so.
All right. Are you like really active with the Periscope? Are we getting a lot of Periscope love?
Here and there. I was actually...
I'm just watching you type.
I know. I was getting... I was looking at some movie stuff. I was... Actually, sorry. I was doing my grocery list.
You piece of crap.
I'm sorry. All right. I have to do Christmas shopping.
It's okay. You Christmas shop at the grocer. Eggs.
I was making a list. Who doesn't need eggs? Remember, I was going to buy them for the fridge here.
So how do you feel about it?
The movie?
Yeah, like what are your plans for it?
I actually don't have plans for it, and I'm embarrassed to tell anybody that, but...
Well, especially our audience. I think, like, anyone listening to this cares way more about the Star Wars than we do.
Probably. I think so. I mean, I'm, like I said, I really didn't make any plans to watch the movie.
All right, take that beard off
I
for the rest of the show.
I know I'm eating it and I'm breathing into it, and I'll tell you right now, it doesn't smell great.
You might as well have a sparkler up your prick the way you're distracting me right now. Like, with the beard and the texting.
That's the 4th of July special.
Eyes right here. Exactly. And you don't contract and press it out. We just let it burn all the way down.
You have one that's already going, and you light mine.
Mm-hmm. And then we kind of like lightsaber fight with them going.
Exactly. See, it was last the longest.
And then a special listener gets to cut our urethras back open after they're cauterized.
God, no.
Is that the one that
that's
broke the camel's back?
That's too far.
All right. All righty. Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you want to talk about some real entertainment? Something that is guaranteed not to disappoint.
Titty show?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's...
You said two great words. What's the context exactly? Are we to provide it?
No,
I
mean...
Do I have to get shirtless?
You said... I was just suggesting what you were probably going to talk about.
Titty show. You did say titty show, not TV show.
No, titty show, yeah.
Okay, titty show. Yeah, probably need to bleep
that. Is that
not
where you were going?
I was going to say that Showtime show that you caught my roommate watching when you came over a couple days ago,
yeah.
Seven Deadly
Sins. You
guys
really threw me for a loop there.
It was a bit of a titty show.
That was? Oh, God.
If you guys... If
we could get into that.
Yeah, it's something to watch, not at all related to Star Trek.
Mm-mm.
If this were the beginning of the show and I wasn't holding in a massive leak, I'd like try to segue that into some joke or something, yeah. But... No, it's not Star Trek related, Star Wars related.
Nope.
But it is something great if you have the Showtime Anytime app or whatever the hell. If you get Showtime. I believe it's only 7 episodes. It's called, Seven Deadly Sins,
Makes sense.
And it's hosted by Morgan Spurlock, but don't hold that against the show.
Because he is weird and he's very abrasive when he talks to you. I don't like it.
I hate him in ways I don't hate many people.
I just can't.
And I should love him because he looks like Johnny Cakes from Sopranos, the guy that gave it to Vito in the old What's It,
Give
What's
It. To
it.
Vito.
But watch it in spite of him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an episode, was it the Lust episode, I guess? Mm-hmm. It had to be, right?
Yeah, I think it was Lust episode.
And there's like three different kind of stories in this Lust episode.
They did the Kitty Ranch.
That's right.
I think everybody
and not like a place
gets
where you
that,
go
right?
to pet kitty.
No, yeah, it's not like a kitten cafe.
No.
Which
where you're not allowed, cool I believe, to pick up the cats. So what the hell? What the hell?
That's for real? At the kitten place, you're just like,
in
if the cat
DC,
comes up to you.
You can just pet it, I think. You can't pick it up and put it on your lap.
This is exactly like a strip club.
It really
this is bull crap.
It really is.
I love both those things.
So... There's a segment there, but the segment that like really creeped the hell out of me and Pete, and that my roommate had already watched once and then put it back on just to spite us.
You're going to love this part.
Was this dude, who apparently is a huge ham, by the way, because one of his paramours made sure to mention that.
Ham-bone.
This dude who was like into older women. And at first, they really don't get into just how much older.
No.
He's 30.
In fact, they ease you into it.
Yeah, he's 30, 35, much like he has to ease himself into his partners based on his girth. He's like 30 or 35, and they cut to, at first, a woman who's 67. And you're like, you know what? She's a spry 67.
She did. She showed much virility.
She looked 10 years younger.
Yeah,
she was holding it together.
Yeah, she was fine.
Then they cut to a partner of his that I believe was 80. And you're like, okay,
maybe 80.
This is where you've lost me, but I'll see where this
totally
is going.
Totally lost.
And then they cut to a chick that this guy is going, and mind you, they're all knowledgeable of each other. Is that what I'm looking for?
They all know
that
of
he's
each other.
Making the rounds.
Yeah.
He's just the ice cream man going house to house, laying pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut to the third one, a 91-year-old woman who...
Was it 91? It was like 93.
I believe she was 91, but you know what? For the sake of making it really gross, 93.
93.
What the heck?
Ugh.
It looked like not even a grandma, but a great-grandma. Just wouldn't shut up about she didn't care anymore. She's like, everyone I know is dead. They don't know what keeps me alive. It almost sounded like a vampire talking, actually. She's like, I've outlived everyone. They don't know my secrets to staying here.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She's like, nobody I know is still alive.
She, I believe, pops out her dentures, which then segues back to the young guy talking about how that was like the pinnacle.
That was hot. Yeah, that was
the
like,
best. If you could if get it was them really to you-know-what good... without their teeth in, it didn't get any better.
Oh, my God.
And it was maybe this show, I'm not exaggerating, probably the most grossed out I've been watching anything. And I've watched like the Mr. Hands video, I watched Two Girls, One Cup. Like, I gird myself for that. And that's just pure shock value. So you can just look at it. It's like Faces of Death. You're just like, whatever. I'm watching something horrible, but it's like horrible for the sake of being horrible. So you know what? To prove I'm Mr. Tough Guy, whatever. I'll keep watching. But this tries to like tell the story, and you see the human side of these people, and it's their humanity that makes it so disgusting.
You know what, though?
So
I wasn't going to judge them, but they just kept pushing the envelope and with what they wanted to tell you, or you know, or what the producers
so
of the show
detail.
Wanted you
and
to
it, like,
hear.
It showed him tonguing these old broads and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. And then there's the so other in, episode on gluttony. But
well,
no,
here's
yeah,
the thing.
Go.
So in one segment, the... So the 67-year-old lady still keeps it pretty tasteful, I guess.
Oh, she was the most demure of the bunch.
She
by
was like,
far.
Okay, yeah, we have sex. It's not a big deal.
She was
she
even,
was,
they were like,
she did
do you
mention,
want me to go into details? Her, and she just blushes. And I'm like, oh, thank you, sister. Thank you for that sliver of mercy.
Yeah, her biggest, I guess, like, kind of gross thing that she said was like, I didn't know he was going to fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, how angry are you that a guy who's, let's be honest, just misusing it, he might as well just
absolutely.
Be throwing it down a well for all the good it's doing humanity. How mad are you that he gets to pack one and you and I are just sitting here like, what about us?
Thanks
you
a
know
lot,
what?
Dude.
Just cut it down the middle. Give it each one of like a half.
Give it to the needy.
I'm sure it'll still be an improvement on what I got. And instead, he's just rocking this thermos, wailing his way through the nursing home.
Yeah. And it was just, and then the second one came in and she had to one up her. So she's going, well, you know, I started this thing. I think I had sex with some other younger guys. And then I realized I didn't want just one young guy.
I forgot. To
I needed
the second one.
Multiple young guys. So
didn't they refer
she
to her as the gangbang
so
queen?
Shush.
Oh,
she proceeds to
sorry,
lift.
Sorry, I spoiled Star Wars.
She proceeds to lift up her shirt, pull her titty out of her socks.
You
lift it up
forgot.
So we can see it.
Dude, I forgot all
and
this.
Around the nipple
I forgot
says gangbang queen.
I forgot all this.
And like she said she got that like 3 years ago or something like
oh,
that. And she was like,
you're making me remember.
Oh.
You're making me remember.
And then the 92-year-old, and here's where it gets really sweet.
Oh, Jesus.
She says to the guy, I think it's their first time or something. She's like, you know, she does the whole thing. She's like, She runs the whole gamut of what everybody's already said. She's like, he's big. We do gangbangs. And then he was like, yo, you need lube? And she was like, oh, I make my own lube. And she was like, still at 93, I make my own lube. And she was like,
like, when you're 93 and you get wet, does your skin actually
you
turn
sure?
to dust?
Are you sure?
Like, when any amount of moisture... at age 93 goes anywhere else.
Is.
Like your skin must look like the paper of the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's just
parchment. Also one of them, and I can't remember, said, I don't know if you know what this is, but he makes me squirt.
That was the gangbang.
Oh
thing.
My God.
I remember.
Oh, it was so fantastic. I couldn't stop laughing. No. You were sick to your stomach.
I am again just hearing about it. Like, I had, I would say forgotten, but I had suppressed so much of it. Why did I bring it up?
Because it's funny. It was so it's bad. Funny and people should watch it. I mean, that whole thing is
if
just,
you can
it's
watch
wild.
It's insane.
Wild.
It, there's an episode on gluttony with a chick that's like,
yeah, not even just that episode.
800
all of them.
Pounds, and her boyfriend's just into feeding her.
The Heart Attack Shack
him.
Or something.
And feeding him. And feeding him. M-E-T-H. Okay.
Deep man.
Well, I think we can go because I have to really piss.
We should go.
Speaking of seven deadly sins, I think the eighth is pissing on the studio chair. Or it's at least what we call a frowned upon. Everyone who made it here, thank you. We appreciate it. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Pete Maybe. Mm-hmm. At Pete Maybe on Twitter for
That's
me.
That's correct.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter for him. We did the old switcheroo. You didn't see that coming.
Gotcha.
In papasbasement.com for every episode of the show we've ever done. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, leave a rating. It helps get your friends to leave ratings. What is the old saying? Tell two friends, not just one, because that one friend of yours shuts his mouth and don't tell just, nobody.
I know. That guy's
a jerk.
Does
us no good. So tell twosies. Just everyone hears the show and they're like,
shout
it's
out
so
from
dirty.
The rooftops.
It's so dirty. Who am I going to tell about it? You know what? Your friends, they're closet freaks, man. They want to hear this crap. And if they don't want to hear it...
And if they aren't now, they're going to be in their 80s.
Worthless. Yeah. They make their own moisture. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
Merry Christmas.
Moisture.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.